Chapter 4. The boss went back to the 37 thieves.
"One man knows about our gold," he said. "He knows the words to open the door. His name is Ali Baba, and I know where he lives. We are going to his house, and we are going to kill him."
How will we do that?"
asked one of the thieves.
"I'm going to change my clothes. Ali Baba will think I'm a businessman. I'm going to take 37 big oil jars, and I'm going to the town so people can buy oil from me. But there won't be any oil in the jars, and I won't go into town."
"What will there be in the jars?" asked one of the thieves.
"You," said the boss. "There'll be 38 jars, and there'll be one man in each one. The other jar will have oil in it."
"And where will you go?"
"We," said the boss, "we'll go to the house of Ali Baba, and we'll kill him and all his family."
The thieves got their horses and put the oil jars on them. Then they got into the jars. Only one jar had oil inside. The thieves rode to Ali Baba's house and stopped outside. The boss got off his horse.
"Good evening," he said to Ali Baba. "I come from a different city, and I have no bed for the night. It's late. Do you have a bed for me?"
"I do," said Ali Baba. "Come in."
"I'll check on my horses, and then I'll come," said the boss.
Ali Baba went inside. Then the boss went into the house, and the 37 thieves waited. Morgiana worked in Ali Baba's house now, and she was in the kitchen. She always cooked the dinner, but tonight she had no oil. Kitchen slave said to her, "There's oil in the jars outside. You can take some." Morgiana went outside. She went to the first jar, and she heard a noise.
"Are we ready to kill him?" a man said.
"No," said Morgiana. "Wait. He's a thief," thought Morgiana. "He wants to kill Ali Baba."
She went to the second jar.
"Are we ready?" said a man.
"No. Wait."
There were men in all the jars. Morgiana found the jar with oil inside, and she took some to the kitchen. When it was hot, she took the oil and put it in the first jar. She killed the man in there with the hot oil. Then she did the same in the other jars until she killed all the thieves. Then she went to bed. A little later, the boss came out of the house.
"We're ready," he said to the oil jars. "Now we can kill Ali Baba."
But there was no reply. The boss looked into the first jar.
"Oh no," he said. "Dead."
He looked into the second jar and the third. All the thieves were dead, all 37.
"I must run," said the boss, "or they will kill me too."
And the boss ran out of the town and back to the rock in the forest.